All right, do we have time for a couple birthdays here? Brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Ola Macholas. I request to wish my daughter, Elizabeth, a very happy 22nd birthday. How about a Leroy Jenkins and Coach Ted telling her that anxiety does not rule you. You rule anxiety. Thank you guys for all you do. Your show is the highlight of the day. That from Eric and Elizabeth in Portland, Maine.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
By the way, Portland, Maine, great, great city. Almost cussed.
Really?
It's awesome. Some of the best lobster rolls I've ever had in my life.
Well, okay.
The bars are cool.
That's fair.
I've never been there. I heard it's awesome.
It's a really cool downtown area.
All right, Elizabeth, first of all, happy birthday. Now, look, anxiety can get a lot of people, all right? And sometimes it might get there, whatever. But your dad's right, man. I think next time you have a little anxiety about something, you just think in your head, anxiety, you're a bitch. I'm tired of dealing with you. And maybe press your tongue to the top of your mouth. Clear your mind a little bit. Then try some breathing techniques. Remember, anxiety, you's a bitch.
Good afternoon, fellas. Today's my brother from another mother, Leo, a.k.a. Leroy, a.k.a. Goose's birthday. Please help him celebrate with some wedding puke and Al hitting the window. And the captain explaining why Fireball is filtered through the Wendy's mascot's to give it that extra cinnamon flavor. Thank you guys for the awesome show. That from Dean.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday. Let me clear up a couple of misconceptions about your Fireball. It is, in fact, filtered through red pubic hair, but it's not Wendy, it's Ronald McDonald. He calls his penis the cinnamon stick. On a side note, you might want to know that if it were Wendy, you would know it tastes like saffron. Crunch berries.
And finally, for the birthdays, guys, could you please wish my patient, amazing, and handsome schmuck of a partner, Jakey Boy, a very happy birthday.
Jakey Boy!
Can I get a fish sandwich, a Leroy Jenkins, Coke Ted advice on turning 45, maybe some dad jokes from his darling Manders, who did not forget to write into the men's room this year. Thanks, guys. That from Amanda.
A fillet of fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy!
All right, man, turning 45. Coach just turned 45 last year. You know what Coach did? A little bar crawl, all right? But we're 45. We're not doing, like, you know, 12 of them. We're going to do 6. You got to limit everybody to a beer or a shot at each one, or you might get stuck and have a home base that everybody can go back to and meet you up. But, man, 45's good. We're halfway, you know, we're not 40, but we're not 50. Keep that in mind.
Okay. Dad Joke Friday. Get rid of them all. Might as well. Here come all the dad jokes we got. Guy, a man goes to a dermatologist with a rare skin disease. The doctor says, you should try a milk bath. No. So the guy goes to the grocery store, tells the dairy manager he needs enough milk to take a bath. The guy says, you want to pasteurize? He says, nah, man, just up to my chin. All right. Chicken pot pie. 3 of my favorite things. Saw a guy smoking in church on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
So shocked, I dropped my flask. Did I tell you guys I took part in the sun tanning Olympics?
No.
I took part in the sun tanning Olympics.
Did you get burned?
I got bronze.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Couple more. You wanna?
Yeah, yeah.
Had a guy ask me, are you that radio guy who always brags about weird stuff?
Oh, yeah?
I said, no, I'm the guy who takes the longest showers in Seattle.
That's dumb.
If you spit your gum out in space, will it orbit? Couple more. Why not? I was at the butcher and I noticed he was working alone. I said, what happened to that guy, your assistant? He says, I fired him. I said, what happened? He said, he kept putting his willy in the bacon slicer. I said, what did you do with the bacon slicer? He said, I fired her too. And finally... Finally. I once farted so loud that everyone in the grocery store ducked.
Oh, yeah?
Interviewer says, okay, so what's your weakness?
Yep.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. To you.
dirty.
Yaws a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Oh, thank you. We'll have a couple extra emails. Let's see here. It says, you guys asked people a few weeks ago, catching up here on the Odyssey app, the most memorable thing that happened at work, and you tried to guess the job. So I had to help an ex-porn star, one Asia Carrera.
Oh, yeah.
Did we have her on the show?
I think we did.
That's no? Asa Akira.
No, Asa Akira.
Okay. Okay, Asia Carrera, a different person.
Sorry.
Had to figure out how to wear a colander in her driver's license photo in St. George, Utah. She was successful and has a colander on her head on her license. She is an atheist and a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, which allowed her to wear it as a religious statement.
Uh-huh.
I was a house cleaner. She was fun but crazy. Lots of memorabilia around the house of her porn star days. Love the show and stay beautiful. That from the lovely Katie.
Huh. Okay.
That's interesting.
That, and what was it? Asia Carrera?
Yeah.
She's a lawyer now.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because I saw this email and I was like, let me look her up. I did recognize her as a porn star.
Yeah.
But, right? I was like, huh?
She's a lawyer now.
She has a law degree.
Okay.
Right. I don't know if she's a practicing lawyer.
And this email goes back to our Smash charity auction.
All right.
For Seattle musicians' access to sustainable health care. One of the items on there was you could bid on a burger that you get to build at Little Woody's.
Right.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
Now, the guy won, and he gave us permission to do the burger on his behalf, and we could name it after us, whatever we want.
All right.
It's like, you guys do the burger, whatever. So, just so you guys know, I have been in contact with the people at Little Woody's. It's in the preliminary stages. We're
right.
Working on something. Still getting through a couple different questions. Last one I said was, can we do three individual sliders?
Yeah.
Like a three-slider meal. You pick one, I'll pick one, Steve pick one.
I still think you should just do it, man. You were the most fired up about it. Like, I don't mind.
Well, if they don't have the sliders, we'll have to do a burger based on everyone in here's general preference, so
all
to
right.
speak. Okay? But this one says, on the subject, boo bitches, I'm emailing in hopes Miles did not win the bid for the Little Woody's burger. A couple days ago, you were all talking about what your burger would be. And Miles had a strong point about putting all the fixins on the bottom.
Fixins.
Until I put that theory to the test last night. I made a burger, put all the fixins on the bottom bun, just a regular sesame seed Franz bun, and every bite, it pushed everything out the backside, like I was eating on a ciabatta bread. So I think I'd rather eat Thrill's bitch burger than Miles's.
Thanks, bitch
guys.
Burger.
And love the show.
I would gladly name it the bitch burger. Like, why do you call it? Because there's nothing there. There are no lettuce. There's no tomatoes. There's no pickles.
Mm-hmm. I had a burger last night with lettuce, pickles, onions.
No.
And like a fancy mustard.
How was it?
Actually, it was delicious.
Was the hot dog better? Just a plain old hot dog?
I didn't have a hot dog.
You didn't?
No.
Because sometimes I'll make a burger and it's like awesome. Then I just have the plain ass hot dog that I'm making with it. I'm like, man, that plain ass hot dog is pretty good. Just
sometimes, yeah, man. They really are.
My buddy Phil was being lazy. Yeah, Phil, where were the hot dogs?
All right, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. The fun king brought an old dusty clock, but he said, the clock rings lock. So the sofa king bought grease for the funky rings to release, with the grease upon the ring, slip the clock ring for the king.
Three times fast.
The fun king bought an old dusty clock, but he said the clock rings lock. So the sofa king bought grease for the funky rings to release, with the grease upon the ring, slip the clock rock for the king.
One.
The fun king bought an old dusty clock, but he said the clock rings lock. So the sofa king bought grease for the funky rings to release, with the grease upon the ring, slip the clock rock for the king.
Two.
The fun king brought an old dusty clock, but he said the clock rings lock. So the sofa king bought grease for the funky rings to release, with the grease upon the ring, slip the clock ring for the king.
Oh!
The Yanks are coming!
There we go. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
All right. Ted says, rock on, bitches, and boo. Fridays are my hit and miss days on being able to listen to you. So if you ever use this, please email me the segment if you don't mind. Thanks in advance, and rock on, bitches. That from Virginia James.
Virginia.
So we're going to send him a...
oh, we get right on
that. Send him an email and let him know that we actually finally used this one.
Yeah. All right.
Just hit and miss days, Reddit.
Yeah.
Hit, well, yeah, some days are hit and miss for us.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
For sure.
And we've never done this one. It's a brand new one, really. Just had it in the pile for a while. And it goes something like this. Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet, where he had his duck sicked by a dog. The way we do Ted versus the FCC,
damn.
I have to say that one time through, then three times fast.
A dog, huh?
Yeah. A dog. Jesus Christ, man. All right.
All right.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
Three times fast.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his...
Oh. Why are you horrible if you do that? I think you're a wonderful person.
He's just not good at it.
It should never be known as a negative if you do that.
That's...
Yeah, give me that thing. We're going to use it again next week.
That was a hard one.
It was horrible.
Yes, it was, apparently.
We need to find this Rick fella.
Oh, no.
Relieve some tension.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the program, NASCAR legend Kevin Harvick joining us for TV Time with Ted. And we got the shot today coming up at 5:08.